C-R-E-S-T-A. B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca. Tonight, the Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players present Golden Boy, starring John Garfield with Lynn Barry. The Hollywood Players. Each week, a great star. Each week, a great story. Tonight and every Tuesday night, Cresta Blanca brings you the Hollywood Players, a group of Hollywood's greatest stars. Claudette Colbert, Joseph Cotten, Betty Davis, Joan Fontaine, John Garfield, Paulette Goddard, Gene Kelly, and Gregory Peck. Presented for your enjoyment by a great name in wine, Shenley's Cresta Blanca Wine. And for your enjoyment every day, Cresta Blanca presents a whole family of fine wines. Wines of every type for every taste. Every wine that bears the Cresta Blanca label is a superb wine, made from the choicest grapes grown in Cresta Blanca's famed California vineyards. Each wine is carefully created for your pleasure by master winemakers. From the finest of the vines, Cresta Blanca wines. Now the Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players present John Garfield with Lynn Barry in Golden Boy. This is the story of Joe Bonaparte. A story that begins in the small, cheaply furnished office of Tom Moody, the fight manager. Begins with him and his girl, Lorna.
All right, all right, all right. Why don't you shove off, blow, leave me alone.
Take it easy, Tom.
Easy. Kaplan breaks his hand 5 hours before he's due to fight Kid Maynard. He breaks his hand. Tokyo phoned me.
Give me a cigarette.
Oh, why hang on and watch Tom Moody end up with two bits in his pocket and a kick in the teeth?
Because that's what I like about you, Tom. No matter how hard you get kicked, you still got teeth to smile with.
Shake loose from me, Lorna.
Sure, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, I need you, Lorna. I need you all the time.
Come here.
What for?
What do you think?
Mr. Moody!
Huh? Hey, the door's wood. It'll sound off if you knock. Who the devil are you thinking?
I wrote you a couple of letters, Mr. Moody.
Oh, fine. Who am I, Dorothy Dix?
Well, you don't get it. I wrote you about me, about fighting.
Oh, you did, huh? Okay, I never answer letters. I can't read. Now, go on, beat it, punk.
Let me fight Kid Maynard tonight in Kaplan's place.
What's the matter with you? Don't you like to see the sun rise, the flowers bloom, and the birds sing? Go on, get out.
Well, I know I can fight, but I need a manager like you, Tom.
Don't call me Tom. Who are you? I'd honestly like to know. Who are you?
My name is Bonaparte. It's not funny.
Didn't that name used to get you a giggle at school?
Just call me Joe.
All right, Joe.
Tom, what are we going to do if we... What are you doing here?
Well,
you know this goof, Tokyo?
Yeah, I know him. Kaplan busted his mitt on his kid.
What?
Why, you
Hold
little...
Hold it, Tom.
I'll kill him. Tokyo, how did it happen? You only told me that Kaplan was
in
the gym.
I was out of the gym for a minute. When I got back, Kaplan's on the floor with a busted mitt. This kid's standing over him.
I took his right on my elbow.
You took his right. Look, Tokyo, take this guy out of here before I cook him.
Better blow, kid.
Well, Maynard isn't as good as you think he is. I know how to fight him.
Where did you ever fight before?
Oh, places.
You're a liar.
Yeah, but I can fight. Well, give me a chance.
Wait a minute. You know Roxy Gottlieb?
Oh, I never fought at his club.
All right, you're gonna.
Tom, you can't throw this kid in against Maynard.
He asked for it. All right, he'll get it. Tokyo, get him ready for tonight.
I think you'll be surprised.
I've been surprised by experts.
But don't worry, Tom. Let's go.
Don't call me Tom again or I'll break your neck.
What'd you do a thing like that for, Tom?
He's a fresh kid. He needs a lesson. Besides, I didn't like the way he looked at you.
I tell you, the fans don't like him. They've seen him in 5 fights already. Sure, he's clever, this Bonaparte, fast. But he's first-class lousy in the shipping department.
But he's not a slugger, Roxy. His main asset is science. He's a student.
Excuse me, Miss Moon. In the ring, cash customers don't look for students or scientists. Einstein lives in a college. A wonderful man in his line.
Ah, oh, get back in your box.
Why are you always sticking up for the kid, Lorna?
What do you say, Tokyo?
Well, Joe's good. Stands a chance to make the best lightweight since Benny Simon, but he won't get in and slug. It's like he's afraid to use his hands, and I don't know why.
You're his trainer. Maybe you should know why.
If I knew... Well, I don't. I can't figure it.
Come on in. Well, who are you? What do you want?
Excuse, please. My name is Joe Bonaparte's father. I'm coming to see my son's new friends.
His father?
Well, sit down. Sit down, Mr. Bonaparte.
Much obliged. I'm going to see Joe for maybe 2 weeks. He's all right?
Sure, he's fine, Mr. Bonaparte.
That's good. I'm like to find out from you, how's this boxer business for Joe? One night, Joe's come home, he says he's going to fight.
You haven't seen him for 2 weeks?
No, but Joe, he's 21 years old, he's a man. I'm going to tell him what to do, what not to do.
Well, it's this way, Mr. Bonaparte.
What Mr. Moody means is
that... I'll tell you, Mr. Bonaparte. We want to make your boy famous, a millionaire, but he wouldn't let us.
Why? What did he do?
He won't fight.
Oh, I'm no understand of this. Joe, he's to say he's a fight. You say no. Who's the right?
Mr. Bonaparte.
Huh? Who are you?
Your son's trainer. But what Mr. Moody and Mr. Gottlieb are trying to say is Joe holds back in the ring. He won't hit with his hands. He won't get in there and slug.
His hands. He keep his hands, yes?
Yeah. Why? Do you know? Is he afraid of him?
His hands could get a hurt?
Every fighter hurts his hands. Sometimes they break.
But they heal up in no time.
Could get a hurt? Could it break his hands?
So what?
Hey, I'm not like you. My boy's the best violin in New York.
What? What did you say?
He's got a scholarship for play the violin. He's got a medal. My Joe, he's a musician.
Your boy's afraid of his hands because he fiddles?
Yeah. That might be it, Moody.
Joe! It's my boy, Joe.
Hello, Papa. What are you doing here?
We don't see you for a long time. You got these new friends.
Well, look, Papa, well, why don't you wait outside? I'll see you in a couple of minutes, huh?
All right, Joe. Like you say, I see you in a couple of minutes.
Well, now that you know, what of it?
Joe, what's a lousy fiddle against $1 million?
Lousy? Maybe it's what I like, Roxy. Maybe I like playing the violin.
Joe, fighting's your game.
I don't know about that. I'm not over convinced it's what I want.
We better get to the gym, Joe. We got work to do.
Not today, Tokyo. Maybe never. Maybe this is goodbye.
Joe, wait a minute.
Oh, come on, Tokyo.
That sounded like he meant it.
No, sweetheart, the jig's up. This is the end, Lorna. Our last chance for a decent life, getting married.
Do you want Bonaparte to fight?
Or do I want to see Tamara?
I'll make him fight.
How?
How? Remember me? Tom, I know a dozen ways.
I like to sit in a park like this.
Uh-huh. That's a merry-go-round, that music. You ever ride on one of those?
That's for kids.
Weren't you ever a kid?
Well, not a happy kid.
Why?
Well, I always felt different. Even my name was special. Bonaparte.
Oh. Tokyo says you can go far in the fighting game.
Music means more to me.
Why?
You'll laugh.
I'm not the laughing type.
Well, with music, well, I'm never alone when I'm alone.
That's double talk.
No, it's not. Playing music's... Well, that's like saying... A man. I belong here. How do you do, world? Good evening.
And what else?
You're laughing.
No, I'm not. What else is music?
Well, when I play music, nothing is closed to me. I'm not afraid of people and what they say. Without music, I am afraid.
Then why pick fighting? Why not stick to music?
Because you can't get even with people by playing the fiddle. If music shot bullets, I'd like it better.
Okay, you're loaded with fireworks. Why don't you fight?
Because I have to be what I am.
Fight. See what happens.
My nature isn't fighting.
No? Listen, Tokyo knows what he's talking about. So does Tom. You've got what it takes.
I don't know.
Listen, be a fighter. Show the world. If you made your fame and fortune, you'd be anything you want. Do it. Bang your way to the lightweight crown. Get a bank account. Do it, Joe.
Moody sent you after me, a decoy.
Why do you say that?
Why else would you be here with me, with Joe Bonaparte, a guy a girl never looked at before?
Maybe you never gave a girl a chance. Maybe you dug in, inside of yourself, and never gave anybody a chance to see what you're like.
Do you?
Yeah. You want money so you can look down and spit on the people underneath. You want your arm and gelt up to the elbow. You'll take fame so people won't laugh anymore. You'd give your soul for those things, and music's your soul. But every time you turn your back on it, your little soul kicks you in the teeth. You're afraid to make a choice, one way or the other.
And what about you? You want me to tell you about yourself?
Leave me out.
No. You talk about me not knowing what I want. You don't either. You're afraid to get loose from Moody. You're afraid to make a choice, too.
You're a fresh kid.
You're needling me to fight because you want Moody to manage a winner so you can coast along with him. Yeah. Slap me. Slap me because I called the shot. You were a kid like me, only you didn't have the guts to step out alone, to break away. I did. I got tired of gutters and garbage, one-room flats and leaky faucets. I got tired of them.
Not tired enough to fight.
I'm fighting.
Not with your hands.
I win my fights.
Someday you won't.
I'll always win.
Not if you save your hands.
I'll make up my own mind.
When it's too late.
All right, all right. Go back and tell Moody I'll fight. Tell him the next world's champ is feeding in his stable.
Who's there? Who?
Hello. Hello, Papa. How are you?
Joe, my boy. I'm glad you come to see me.
Yeah, Papa. I thought I'd see you before I left.
Left? You leaving?
I'm going on a road tour and hey, what's that?
That's your violin. I put him over.
Oh, it's not mine. I never saw it before. Here, give me it. Well, where did you get this, Papa?
Oh, I bought it, a violin, maybe 3 months ago. I don't know.
Well, you never gave it to me.
Well, I'm a no give because I'm a not to know what you're going to do.
Oh, well, how much you pay for it?
$1,200.
Oh, Papa.
That's all right, Joe. I think maybe you like it. Your hands, they all right?
Oh, sure. They're okay.
Play something, eh?
Oh, I can't, Papa. They're waiting for me downstairs in the car. I gotta go.
Oh, just maybe one little piece.
All right, Papa. Why did you do it? Why did you buy this and let me see it? Take it back, Papa. Take it back.
My poor Joe. You take the violin with you. Play for yourself. You practice on it.
Take it back, Papa. Take it back.
But, Joe,
I can't take it. I can't stay. Don't you see, Papa? I want to get out of all this. I want to take you with me out of dirt and poverty.
You're not happy, Joe.
No.
Only music's making you happy.
It won't give me what I want.
What do you want?
Well, do you know that there are men who have wonderful things from life? Do you think they're any better than me?
No, Joe, no.
Then why can't I have the things they got? Cars, fast cars, clothes, everything. I can get them by fighting.
You're not to have the nature to fight.
I gotta because... Well, they're waiting for me, Papa. I gotta go.
You be careful for your hands.
Papa, give me the word.
What the word?
Give me the word to go ahead. You're looking at yesterday. I see tomorrow. Give me the word, Papa, please.
Be careful of your hands.
I want you to give me the word.
No. No word. You're going to fight? All right, okay. But I'm not giving a word. No.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel. That's just how I... Joe, my little boy, Joe.
Papa, I got to do it.
How many types of fine wines do you think there are in the famous Cresta Blanca family? 18. Perhaps you've wondered, why are there so many different wines? The answer is simple. Merely to give you a wide list of wines to choose from. To make it possible for you to select a wine that suits your taste. There's only one thing to remember. Make sure you choose the best wine of its type. And you can do that by choosing Cresta Blanca. Naturally, the best wine costs more than ordinary wine because special grapes are used. Grapes from the finest of the vines. So you see, that's why you pay a little more. But when you taste and compare Cresta Blanca, I know you'll agree it's well worth the difference in the pleasure you yourself get and in the added pleasure your guests get when you serve them the best wine. C-R-E-S-T-A? B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca's Hollywood Players bring you the second act of Golden Boy, starring John Garfield with Lynn Barry. As we return to our story, Joe Bonaparte is back in New York after a phenomenally successful road tour. Now it is late evening. Joe and Lorna are in Central Park.
Well, how's it feel to be sitting in your own car, the car you've always wanted, looking over the world and saying, I'm Joe Bonaparte, I'm on top.
Am I?
Merry-go-round's playing again.
Lorna, look at me.
No.
Look at me. What do you see?
The Golden Boy. The next champ.
No. I'm Joe Bonaparte, Lorna.
Your hands are still all right.
Something else isn't.
No? What's in your mind?
You. You're real for me, Lorna. The same way music was real. You took the place of it.
I'm real? The same way this car is?
The car was something I bought.
Thanks. That was nice.
I love you.
No, Joe, don't say it. You don't know.
I knew it the first day I walked into Moody's office.
No, Joe, don't say it.
Don't you believe me?
I don't know, Joe. You got what you wanted. Car, money. You'll be champ. Even Eddie Fuselli to take care of you.
He only owns a piece of my contract.
And part of your new life. Flash and silk shirts, expensive suits.
Why can't you leave Moody now?
Why now?
He's on top with me. He's out of the dumps. What did he ever do for you?
He loved me, Joe. When I was down and out, he washed my face and combed my hair. He stiffened the space between my shoulder blades. Misery reached out to misery because he was the same as I was. You see?
I love you. And you love me.
No, Joe, no.
It's a warm feeling to sit here and listen. Give me a hand, Lorna.
You make me feel too human, Joe. I thought I'd have peace and quiet when Tom found somebody who'd bring him back. That's all I want, peace and quiet, not love. I was in love twice. I took an awful beating, and I don't want it again. I want you to stop it. Don't devil me, Joe. I beg you, don't devil me. Let me alone.
You love me.
Well, what of it?
I'll tell Moody.
Maybe he'd kill you if he knew.
Maybe.
Then Fuselli'd kill him. No. I'll tell him.
When?
I don't know, but I...
Oh, sweetheart, we're rolling in clover. Next week we fight the Wildcat and after him the champ. The world's open for us, baby.
Tom, there's something
Wait. I'll tell you something else. After the champ, I'm selling out my contract with Joe to Fuselli. Then you and me'll go away.
What?
Sure, I don't like Joe. I don't like the way he looks at you, like he sees the whole island of Manhattan in your face. I'll sell out, and you and me...
Tom, I'm leaving you.
What?
I mean it.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Maybe you think this won't last, you and me. Maybe you think I don't care. I'm holding on to you because you're... Because you're stuck by me. That ain't it, Lorna. I love you. It hurts deep down. What do you think I went through everything for, if not for you? I'd have given up, tossed in the sponge if it hadn't been for you. I want a home, Lorna. A home with you.
You're pale, Tom.
Am I?
You can't take a joke.
I I don't like a joke that pushes the blood down in my feet. Who's the man?
There's no man, Tom.
And come here, baby.
Well, that's pretty. Very pretty. Great technique, Moody.
He's a great lover, this Moody.
Oh, hello, Buscelli. Joe.
Not even a park bench and a merry-go-round music, eh, Lorna?
What are you talking about?
Shut up.
Who are you telling to shut up?
You. Who do you think you are?
I'm your maker, you little gutter rat.
You, shut up. You shut up like the boy said.
Go on, back it up with your gun, Fuselli, but I'll talk and you'll listen.
Tom, be careful.
I'll talk. Fuselli, you want to manage this boy? All right. I wouldn't take the guff of the last 6 or 8 months from the president himself. Cut me up in little pieces if I would.
You could get cut up in little pieces.
Go on, help yourself to the boy, Fuselli. I'll sell you my piece of his contract for half what it's worth. I got my girl.
You got what girl?
Who do you think, you little...
Wait a minute. Lorna loves me. I love her.
You're crazy as a bat.
You think so? Tell him, Lorna. Tell him.
Tell him what, Joe?
Tell him. Go on.
You got something to tell somebody, Miss Moon?
Yeah. Tom and I are going to be married.
You dirty...
How do you like that? Fuselli, the boy's a real nutsy Fagin.
I don't like nobody to laugh at the boy. You call a boy like that a rat? When you do that in front of me, I say Tom Moody don't like himself no more. And Miss Moon, that goes for you, too. If something happens so Joe don't win his fight next week, I see you both again.
Who's that?
It's me, Eddie Fuselli. What are you doing here in the boys' dressing room?
I didn't want to see the fight.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the 8th round. Joe's unsettled. He can't win no more unless he knocks out the Wildcat.
Don't look at me like that.
Get out of town, Miss Moon. Tonight he fights like a bum, and a bum done it. I can't watch him get slaughtered.
What's that? What's happened?
Somebody's getting murdered.
It's me.
You can go now. I don't want to make no scandal around his name. I'll find you when I want you, but don't be here when they carry him in.
Where do you want me to go?
Get out of my sight. You turned down the sweetest boy who ever walked in shoes. You turned him down, the golden boy. He gave you his hand, you spit in his face. You sold him down the river, and now you got nerve to stand here to wait to see him bleeding.
You silly for
the
love
of... Shut up and get out of my sight. Shut up, you. Shut up.
Eddie. Eddie, what's the idea?
Shut that door.
What happened, Tokyo? What happened?
The beginning of the 8th. Joe KO'd him.
Sure I did. And I broke my hand doing it. See? Broken. The left hand broken. Did you hear him cheer? Cheer, you wonderful people. Cheer. I nearly drove him into the mar and I broke my hand. You see, Lorna? That's the hand I used to play the violin.
Wait a minute. Let me see the golden boy's gloves.
Why? What's the matter, Driscoll?
The Wildcat's dead.
Dead?
Uh-huh. Your hands are clean. Gloves okay. You just hit them hard, that's all. Nothing for you to worry about.
I... Go on out. Everybody.
Go on out!
You heard the boy, get out. You too.
I'm staying here.
You heard the boy, you...
Let us stay. The rest of you, get out.
Okay, Joe, okay.
That poor guy... He had sleepy eyes and he smiled. I didn't mean it. Everybody knows I wouldn't want to kill a man. Lorna, you know it.
Of course.
But I did it. That's the thing. I did it. I murdered a man, Lorna. I murdered myself, too. Now I'm smashed. I'm hung up by my fingertips. I'm no good.
Joe, I love you. We love each other, need each other.
Lorna, I see what's happened. I wanted to conquer the world.
But it's not the kings and dictators who do that. It's... That kid with a violin.
The kid who might have said, I have myself. I am what I want to be.
Joe, now, tonight, here, this minute, finding that out for yourself makes you a champ. Don't you see that? Joe, go back to your music.
With what? These fists busted, smashed.
Don't fight again.
I couldn't. Not after tonight. I'd always see his sleepy eyes and his smile in front of me. And I can't play music with my hand. Lorna, I'm a half a man. Nothing. Useless. Nothing. Nothing left.
No, we're left. Two together. We have each other. Oh, Joe, don't you see that somewhere there must be somebody who can teach us the way of life?
Sure. That's right. That's right. We'll go for a ride. Will you go for a ride?
Yes, Joe, yes. Where?
Well, how far is the moon?
Not far, Joe. Not far.
Right, that's it. Mow down the night with my headlights. Nobody gets us, Lorna. Nobody gets us. Afraid?
No. Not now, Joe.
Neither am I. Lorna, never again afraid. Never again alone.
Cresta Blanca Wine joins our audience here in Hollywood in applauding John Garfield and Lynn Barry for their performances in Golden Boy. Our stars will be back in just a moment. Next week is National Wine Week. A week dedicated to the place of American wines in good American living. At that time, people all over the country will join American wine growers in their annual harvest celebration. And during the week, millions of people will be learning how good American wines really are, how much pleasure they add to living. As a part of this celebration, we suggest that you become acquainted with Cresta Blanca California Sherry. It's a light golden wine with a delicate bouquet and a distinctive medium-dry nut-like flavor, perfect for any time or occasion. Pour a glass of Cresta Blanca Sherry. Hold it up to the light and enjoy the beautiful color and appetizing bouquet. Now raise the glass to your lips. Sip, taste, compare. And you'll know why Cresta Blanca Sherry is one of America's finest wines. Naturally, you'll pay a little more for the finest. But the difference in pleasure is far more than the difference in cost. For your special pleasure anytime, Cresta Blanca Sherry. And now our stars, John Garfield and Lynn Barry.
Thanks. Thank you. Lynn, the gloves are off for this one. As tonight's spokesman for the Hollywood Players, let me tell you, you were a knockout.
Oh, that's very nice of you, John. And believe me, it was a wonderful experience. Fact is, you Hollywood Players are doing such fine shows week after week that it's a treat to appear with you. What's going to be for next week?
Well, one of Broadway's great plays and one of Hollywood's most romantic pictures. We're doing the immortal love story of Elizabeth the Queen. The Hollywood Players will be proud to present a star, Betty Davis. And now, Lynn, at this point in the proceedings, we have a little initiation ceremony for our guest players.
Meaning me?
Sure, honey, sure. Now, just stand still now and relax.
Yes, John.
Now, you're on your own.
Okay, here goes. C-R-E-S-T-A. B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta. Blanca. Cresta Blanca.
Ladies and gentlemen, each Tuesday at this same time, you hear the Hollywood Players. Claudette Colbert, Joseph Cotten, Betty Davis, Joan Fontaine, John Garfield, Paulette Goddard, Gene Kelly, and Gregory Peck. Each week, a great star. Each week, a great story. This evening, you have heard John Garfield and Lynn Barry in Golden Boy. Miss Barry soon will be seen starring in the RKO production Nocturne, and John Garfield in the Warner Brothers production Nobody Lives Forever. Papa Bonaparte was played by Alan Reed, Moody by Eddie Marr, and Fuseli by Gerald Moore. The musical score for tonight's performance was composed and conducted by Bernard Katz. Our play, Golden Boy, by Clifford Odets, was adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Don't forget, next week at this same time, when the Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players present Betty Davis in Elizabeth the Queen. Hollywood Players is a presentation of the Cresta Blanca Wine Company of Livermore, California, and came to you from Columbia's Playhouse in Hollywood. Frank Bingman speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.